Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We just get off the plane from D.C., D'Anthony. We had a real big show that's going to air tomorrow. Shout out to Scott Davison from Burr Biz for having us. We were on the field.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
I could tell how amped you are about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're just standing there in the fucking way. You know, and it's...
we're on the field.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of...
we're on the field. We're down there maybe, I don't know, what, 4 minutes tops, and you go, cool, man, I'm ready to fucking go. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I've believe it or not, I've stood places before. Fuck do I care.
I like to see how big these guys are in real life. Case in point, I got to meet Chase Young. I wore a Buckeyes hat on purpose because half the Washington Redskins are Buckeyes, and then Chase Young shows up right behind me. I'm like, oh, my God. He's a beast in real life.
Yeah, he's a large man.
My God, dude. I was unaware how tall he is, too. Man, it sucks not having him out there, but we had a fun time. That show will air tomorrow. Who else on that show besides Scott? James Matting?
Who?
Medal of Honor recipients?
Matt Williams?
That's it, Matt Williams. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Williams. He's a sergeant major in JSOC. He's a good guy. Let's see. We had General Mulholland on. He was commander of first group for a while, yep. And then he was the deputy liaison between the military and the CIA. So he had some interesting things to say. We had Pasha Palakar on, yeah. Another soft veteran who he does all the jumps into the stadium there. He's a buddy of mine. Who else do we have on?
Bert Koontz. We have Kurt Koontz, yeah.
Oh, Bert Koontz from TV was there, yeah. Too. Yeah.
He finally got the answer about the boots.
I was gonna say him last. There were other people that we had on, but I don't remember who else.
There was a bunch. Support to service for the NFL, and it was great. The only thing that sucked was that they canceled the jump at halftime.
In lieu of the traditional thing that they do, which is like as the veteran of the game, I would have gone down and gotten some box full of Black Rifle stuff. It's mm-hmm. like, all right, cool, man. I've got a lot of Black Rifle stuff already. So we were just going to go down there, me, myself, and Matt was actually the captain. So Matt Williams was the captain of the game.
Correct.
So you got to flip the coin and yep. shit. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
But me and a bunch of other dudes, Jason Van Camp, who runs Warrior Rising, you'll hear about him on the show tomorrow. We were just going to go collect up the flags because they were jumping in two big-ass flags.
Yep.
But
it all got nuked.
The wind was too much. It was 13 on the ground, which is usually a bad sign because that's about our when we're doing even on a static light jump. If we see 13 on the ground, that means it's a lot higher in the air. And it was like 25 up the air. The window's too small in that stadium to jump into.
Yeah, Bob, I just sent you a video. If you could pop it up on screen. So the wind in the Midwest was nuts yesterday, and then it was moving east. We didn't know if we'd be able to get on the plane this morning, but. It seemed fine. It's one of those times out there where it's kind of muggy and hot and weird and windy and it's strange. We've got this from the Ohio State game yesterday. Pop this up there. This is how bad it was. It was 40, I think close to 45 miles an hour. Yeah, it's got volume.
They're on the lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the lake. And this was in Chicago, so we knew it was coming east. But like, I didn't see this footage because we were flying. Play this real quick.
Okay, they are saying that the gusts are up to 40 miles an hour. There's Noah Ruggles. Pat, what is that? Keep in mind. Okay, they are saying that the gusts are up to 40 miles an hour. There's Noah Ruggles.
So Pat, that was an extra point. Just an extra point on the field. Imagine trying to jump out of an airplane.
No, that was a punt.
Was it a punt? And that only went 15 yards?
Yeah.
If you look on, just to see how good these guys actually are, look on, go to Instagram, and I'll tell you the guy's name.
They're great, but it was super windy. And who makes that decision to call it off at the last
second? Jump master, the guy in the bird.
Gotcha.
Whomever's the jump master for that flight. So he gets data from the pilot, he gets data from the ground, from the wind team on the ground, and then he makes the decision ultimately.
Okay.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Pasha, P-A-S-H-A. Palanker, P-A-L-A-N-K-E-R.
Do you call him the Hurt Palanker in real life?
No. Okay. That's not a thing.
Okay.
Middle second row, you can see him jump into the Rose Bowl there. If you want to, I don't know if you can make that bigger on Instagram.
I think you can. There you go.
Yeah. So down below him, you see his partner with the flag, the American flag, and he's got the Purple Heart flag on his back, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe he did. He may have done pyrotechnics for this one. I don't remember. But this is like the Rose Bowl is super open. You can see there's not a whole lot of obfuscation on the edges there. So you got a big fucking target area for the Redskins Stadium. See, look, he can come right down into the thing there.
Yeah,
that is an easy jump to do in a big ass stadium like that. And you can turn that off. And with the way the Redskins Stadium is set up, they have these overhangs, and then inbound from the overhangs are camera cables. So you don't have a whole lot of space to jump in there,
right?
So it's the weather's got to be pretty much perfect, which sucks because he lives in that area and they try to jump in there a lot.
Yeah, but either way, we did have a good time. He came up and hang out with us in the suites, and we did an interview with him. And again, that will air tomorrow. Also, our election show is tomorrow night live. We're going at 8 p.m. Central tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do... We're going to do sports around 6 p.m. Central.
Okay.
We'll do the NFL pick'em show.
Sure.
And
Or college.
Or college, yeah. College pick'em show, and then we'll do this right after and just be shit-faced by the time it's over.
And speaking of college, one of the greatest college players of all time, if not the greatest, is running tomorrow. And he will be your next senator.
But if you ask him to spell college, there would be an A in the word, probably.
Or one less L.
Did you go to college?
There it is. So I'll be wearing this Herschel Walker jersey. This is nice. This is the best $30 I've ever spent on something like that. But, I mean, they even put the list of accomplishments on the back of it, which is nice. Three-time consensus All-American.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the list of children.
No, well, that's long, too.
Yeah.
Maxwell Award, Walter Camp Award, 1980 National Champion, 1982 Heisman Trophy winner. He's got a lot. And now he's going to be heading the freshman class of the 2022 Senate from my home state of Georgia. I told you, if Georgia beat Tennessee on Saturday, it's a lock. So you can go ahead and lock that up. They smashed them, and we'll talk about that this afternoon on the Monday Morning Recap show. In the meantime, Lance Liggett also sent in some thigh huggers here, some personalized Drinkin' Bros thigh huggers that'll be available on drinkinbros.com soon. Look at these. These turned out great. I just opened up this package about 5 minutes ago. That's nice. Yeah. Shout out to thigh huggers and Lance. So these will be available on the site. And then more fun news. HardAFSeltzer.com is open. The site is open and ready to ship to your house right now. Weird thing. So I talked to the guys in Florida. So they, you know, they recovered from the hurricane and all that stuff. And what they had did was something similar to what's in our warehouse right now, where they shrink wrapped it. So there's 50 cases that survived the hurricane of the OG flavors. And so if you're on there and you want the OG flavors, right now, go to hardafseltzer.com. There's 50 left, 50 cases left, and they'll ship right to your house. And they survived, they lived, and then we'll put the new ones in afterwards. But pretty cool. And shout out to the guys for keeping the product safe. we wrote it off. I was like, all right, man, whatever. You know, just take care of yourself. Protect yourself.
Protect your neck, I believe, is good advice to have.
Sure is. And instead, they protected our cases of Hard AF Seltzer. And the last 50 are available online right now of the OG flavors. New flavors are coming in a couple days. And for the Florida peeps, we are live at Tactical Brewing in Orlando, Florida, and Total Wines down in Orlando. So feel free to stop by if you're in the Orlando area and grab as much as you want. Midterms are going to be a long night tomorrow night, so at least you can sit back in Orlando and drink some of those guys while you watch us. In the meantime, like we do, gosh, every year on the show, we have a prediction show the night before of who we think is going to win. And this tradition started all the way back in 2016.
Yep.
Hard to believe the show has been around that long. But we got some of the swing states. A lot of these are decided. Bob, what is 538 saying in regards to the Republican shot to actually win Senate as a whole?
55 out of 100 times the Republicans win. 45 out of 100 times the Democrats win. That is essentially what they're... odds are saying.
So that's the highest I've seen. I think last week when we did the show, it was at 53. The next day it was 54. Now it's 55. If you'll recall, about 6 weeks before that, it was 78%. That is quite a dramatic swing there. One of the things that I'm reading, like most of the day here from a lot of these outlets, is the early voting. And the youth voting, and they're saying that that Democrats have come out and early voting has broken records or whatever. I don't know if that's necessarily true in this, because I felt like in 2016, a lot of people early voted as well. It was just for a different candidate. I can't call it. What does that mean to you? Because you've done these campaigns and stuff like that before.
You know, you can't really gauge it like that now. It used to be that if there was a ton of early voting, that meant that the Democrats did really well, right?
Okay.
And that if there was a ton of young voting, the Democrats did really well. But after 2020 with, you know, it's just like how telemedicine is such a thing now. People don't really go to the doctor much anymore. They just call them, give them their symptoms, and they send you pills. I wish that's how it worked.
Yeah, same.
But,
same.
I mean, it's a lot less hands-on now. So I think more people are... Like, people are deeply suspicious about mail-in voting, but even conservatives take advantage of early voting now, I think, because they don't want to deal with all that bullshit on election day.
Yeah, I already voted.
I don't think it's any indicator of anything anymore.
Okay. I already voted. Have they sent out ballots this year? Because I haven't seen many of those. As far as mail-in goes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like considering the climate... And what happened in 2020, we probably would have heard a lot about it if that were the case.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about that. I've seen a couple here and there online of people posting, but it's from, you know, actors who were out of town and things like that.
Yeah.
But not like normal people. That will have a big impact on this as well. What do we got as far as the toss-up states here, Bob?
So... Let's go with the big one first. Okay. Your home state.
Yes.
Georgia, Herschel Walker has a 58 out of 100 chance of winning.
Whoa. He's 58% chance now?
Yes.
Herschel Walker.
Warnock, 42% chance.
That's a massive number. What happened?
I don't know. However, so this is important. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
Someone has to get over 50% to win the election.
Okay. Oh, right? That's right, in the state of Georgia.
Yeah. Otherwise, there is a runoff.
Okay.
Right now, it's forecasted, and again, there's all the grain of salt, whatever, but like it's a number to look at, essentially. You can believe it, take it or leave it. Walker is projected to get 49.6% of the votes, and Warnock even 49%, which would trigger a runoff.
All right, what do you think here, Dan? Who's going to take this?
It depends. So let's say, I don't know what, let's move on first, because I think that Walker will probably win the general election part, but if there's a runoff, it's going to depend on some other things, mostly the ground game and how much money each party is willing to spend on that seat to get people out to vote again.
Because, you know what I mean? And what's interesting to me about a runoff in this election is people in the state really like Brian Kemp.
Mm. Yep.
And they really don't like Stacey Abrams.
Correct. Right.
Understandable positions.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that anyone's like super hyped about Herschel Walker.
Georgia football fans.
That's it.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
That is probably the case, but it'll still depend. So it's going to depend mostly on the Fetterman Oz thing. If that goes into some kind of prolonged ballot counting or runoff kind of situation, I mean, if you're the Republican Party, who do you back in that scenario? It's a good, and I'm not asking rhetorically. I'm serious. Like, how do you decide who to really throw your weight behind? I mean, Oz, I don't think that sending Trump to Pennsylvania would be helpful for Oz, but I think it could be helpful for fucking Herschel Walker, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Pennsylvania as a state as a whole is such a massive deal. I would throw the money there, me personally, versus Herschel Walker, where, you know, Georgia's Georgia. I think Georgia will flip back. It used to be red forever. This run of blue is very recent for Georgia. But I actually think that he wins outright, and I'll say he gets 50.3%, just barely over the threshold to win. And I think Herschel Walker wins this tomorrow night for two reasons. Any other candidates besides this fucking Warnock guy probably is going to win. It really didn't matter who it was, in my opinion. And then the Georgia factor. I think you really, really fucking underestimate Georgia football fans. And right now, they're number one in the nation. They just crushed Tennessee at home. And I think they'll go out and just vote because he was the greatest Georgia Bulldog of all time. Mm.
Bob, who else is on the ballot for Senate in Georgia? I know there's an independent in Pennsylvania, but I don't know.
There's some dude named Chase Oliver.
I don't know who that is.
Mm. And what Chase Oliver?
Okay, is he even? Does he have anything?
Well, the reason I'm curious is because
does he register?
Who's where are those votes going to come from? If he's libertarian, so those votes are going to go to fucking Herschel Walker in the runoff, more than likely.
My biggest concern, or whatever you want to call it, for Walker, if I was in Walker's camp, would be how many people just checked my box because they were there to vote for Brian Kemp and aren't going to be that inspired to come back out for me a second time.
Man, it's hard to get people to come back for a runoff. Look, it's hard for people to come out for midterms. A lot of people just don't give a fuck about midterms. And to go back again after this, holy shit. I mean, people are exhausted with it. So I don't know. I think he takes it tomorrow night, and I think it's over.
Well, if you listen to the White House press secretary, she's already preparing the battlefield right now, saying it takes time to count votes, and
sure
it may take a couple of days to get the results.
Yeah.
No, it's never been like that in the history of this country, ever. It's like we've memory-holed how life works. All of a sudden, we've gotten results on every election the night of, other than like the ones that we didn't. You can remember, like Bush Gore in 2000.
Yep,
it rings out. Like those are not the standard. That's when shit's fucked up, right?
Even in 2016, there was a winner that night. It was late. It was 2:30 in the morning when we did that show.
Well, it's different when there's the Electoral College. It's a little bit different, right? Because I think it was pretty clear about 2/3 of the way through the night that Trump was going to win there. Which was pretty funny, but as I was sitting in a house full of super liberal lesbians, and they were just like in disbelief. I can't believe this happened. And I'm sitting.
Were you
here
laughing
like,
your ass off?
I was instigating, I guess you might say. I was instigating insofar as I would say, you know, Hillary Clinton is like represents everything that you guys hate. So. Why are you voting for her? Because they like the conversation steered very quickly into anybody that voted for Bernie Sanders wasted their vote. I'm like, yeah, I guess, but you actually agree with him more than you agree with her on almost everything.
Right.
You just voted for her because she's got a pussy, mm-hmm. which is not that the only thing that qualifies you for is, you know, to get fucked in your pussy hole. Sure. My understanding. Sure, right. Sure, I don't know. I'm not a scientist or anything, but just being a woman doesn't actually qualify you for anything. It's just. It's kind of a coincidence. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And she was also like anti-marriage equality. She's done
for years.
She's a war hawk. She's like
for years. Yeah.
Terrible, terrible human being, demonstrably so. Bernie Sanders is a little crazy, but he's not that bad of a guy. Compared to her, he's a fucking good dude.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look back at it, for 2016, if Trump had to lose to one of them, I would have said Bernie Sanders over her. As crazy as it sounds.
Bernie Sanders probably would have won. I mean, it was a populist election, and they ran an establishment candidate. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it was strange. All right, let's move on.
By the way, the Republicans are making the same mistake right now. They're making the same mistake right now. Donald Trump had a fucking tantrum over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And started talking shit about Ron DeSantis for some reason. Honestly, don't understand it. What I understand even less than that is how all these... I do understand it, actually, but all these fucking conservative influencers on the interwebs immediately like jumped on the fucking bandwagon like, yeah, DeSantis needs to wait his turn. But what do you mean his turn? It's the country that we run.
Right.
It's not the fucking dude's turn to do anything.
Right.
First of all. Secondly, they are all parroting the same goddamn talking points that make no sense and don't like it. This isn't MAGA versus the world. It's liberty. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like you fucking get involved in whatever bullshit cult you want to get involved with. But our job as the population is to elect the person that's going to lead the best.
Right.
Not a fucking 80-year-old dude. Again, we just did that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck? So I don't care one way or the other. If it's Trump or DeSantis, I'll vote for him over fucking Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But these people that are like fucking writing these long diatribes about how he needs to sit out and get out of the way, let fucking Trump take it and blah, blah, blah. One of the reasons I was given this, about that by a friend of mine was that Trump's relentless and he's not going to stop. So it's better for DeSantis just to get out of the way. Like what? We're going to let the country be held hostage by this fucking megalomaniac? Really? That's your solution to that? That can't be it. That cannot be it.
Yeah, I just think somebody's going to announce pretty soon. That's my guess. And there had to have been some inside info from one camp or another there. And that's pure speculation. Mm-hmm. But if it is a great night as to be expected for the Republicans tomorrow night, I would imagine one of these guys is going to announce within 10 days. Right?
I think Trump is going to announce tomorrow.
During?
Mm.
Like the middle of the day?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be wild as shit.
I've heard that from a couple of different places. It could be speculation, but
I would wait until after this is over.
Their team is definitely prepared. They already have the announcement prepared. He's going to announce sometime immediately.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe a couple of days from then.
I would wait until after midterms, but man, we'll see. That'd be crazy. Bob, Pennsylvania. Let's move to Pennsylvania there. What do they got as far as Dr. Oz versus Fetterman?
So for this one, they actually have Fetterman 54 out of 100.
Really?
And Oz 46 out of 100.
Wow, that's crazy. Was he ever ahead? Was Oz ever tied with Homeboy in this?
They're tied right now.
I mean, look, like this is essentially a tie for what it's worth. And popular vote, are they within less than a percent of each other? So this is odds to win, whether it's by a percentile, one little vote, or by a fucking 10,000 votes, whatever. This is, for all intents and purposes, a tie.
Okay.
They had a huge gap in September. They were really close in July. When did he have a stroke?
May, I believe.
Okay, so they got pretty close over the summer, maybe, when that happened. Then there was separation, and now it's back to whatever it is.
Okay. So over the weekend, Joe Biden was there. Kamala Harris was there. Obama was there. Everybody on the hit list was out there. Oprah Winfrey endorsed Fetterman over Oz, which is odd to me because she created the show and made a fuck ton of money off that guy for 15 years. But whatever. He got on stage after they spoke and he said that I'm pretty amped about the Roe versus Wade thing being overturned. And that was obviously a huge mistake that everybody's run with over the weekend. I don't see this guy winning at this point. I don't. And I think this will be over tomorrow night as well.
Mm.
Who do you got in this one?
I said 6 months ago that Oz was going to win this election.
Yes.
I still think that.
Okay. And I think this will be... I can see this getting, like, going into the wee hours. I think it'll be that close. Anything you heard of her in Pennsylvania the weekend, Delco? You were up there.
Yeah, boots on the ground.
Yep.
Delaware County, Philly.
Yeah.
Still a lot of pro-Fetterman stuff. I don't really
was it up
it.
Everywhere?
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Tomorrow night will be fun.
Yard signs don't vote, my man.
Not signs.
Oh, just people?
Like general opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like people are still pro Fetterman.
They're yeah, like people anybody, talking about him.
But really just because they're like, eh, fuck Oz.
Because he's not a real Pennsylvanian.
He's not real.
Not from here.
He's not a real union man.
He's not a union
Fetterman man. Has never worked for the union. He's never been in a union. Not once in his fucking life.
I know, but Oz is, I think, Jersey, right?
He is, yeah.
So, yeah, we're anti-Jersey.
I mean, technically, he's a fucking Turk, right?
Sure, sure.
Isn't he largely responsible for the Armenian genocide?
I would say you can't lose the
him, right?
You can't lose the Greek vote in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's like seven Greeks there. So,
I think this will go into the morning. I don't think this will be called tomorrow night. I'm going to switch that. I think this will go into the morning, and I think Oz wins.
I don't think this one gets decided this week.
Oh, no shit.
I think there's going to be a big battle right here.
Really?
Yep. Because they want Fetterman in office. It's not even about defeating Oz, or it's not even about taking the Senate seat. This guy's a fucking Manchurian candidate. Like, they want him in office. So they're going to pull all... That's why I think this one is what will determine... If it goes to a runoff in Georgia, I don't think that's going to get a whole lot of attention, to be honest.
Yeah, probably not. Is Pennsylvania one of those states where you have to have more than 50%? Are you good?
I'm checking right now.
Okay.
Pennsylvania is a stupid state, so...
I like Pennsylvania.
No, I mean, like, the tolls. The laws there are pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah, the booze.
Yeah,
I was going to say... The
booze laws?
You know, we pretty much invented the country.
Yeah. Then you lost it over the weekend, you know, Phillies and MLS.
There's a reason they fucking moved the capital out of Philly.
It sure was. They couldn't even keep a fucking bell together.
No, it's because they didn't want it in a state.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I do not believe Pennsylvania has run off elections.
Okay.
They can run off these nuts.
There you go. There, I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming. I knew we had to have
I like to offer the opportunity, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So.
Of course.
You like to offer these nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the other telling thing about this race is all of them are there and they're not heading toward any other states. It seems like they spent no time in Georgia, so it seems like they've given up on that.
Yeah,
and then the next one, Ohio. I haven't seen them there either. Bring up Ohio, Bob, because that's another big swing state, and that's JD Vance.
Vance has this.
Holy shit, 86 and 100.
Yeah, none of the other races. It's Nevada, Pennsylvania, and fucking Georgia. Those are the only
Arizona
only ones.
As well.
I don't think Arizona's that close though.
Well, we'll get to it.
I've seen some of them, but I think Arizona. I think Carrie Lake's going to win Arizona by probably
she's the governor. Yeah, she's the governor.
Oh, you're talking about Senate. Yeah, yeah. Mark Kelly's probably going to win this one. Yeah,
the Democrat.
Every poll I've seen, we'll see how accurate they are, but every poll I've seen says Mark Kelly's going to win that one.
Okay, pull up Arizona then.
Yeah, so Mark Kelly has a 66% chance. Mark Kelly wins 66 out of 100 times.
Okay.
66% is not really the right way to put it. But yeah, he's 66 out of 100 times he wins.
Arizona's a weird state, man. I can never figure it out. Because on paper, you would think it would be Republican just based on the border issues and everything
just
else.
Just based on Brian Urlacher living there.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest. Speaking of that, he corrected you on Instagram yesterday.
What'd he say?
You posted about the Commanders, and he said they're called the Redskins. he just typed the, it's called the are they're called the Redskins. Period.
On my Instagram.
Yeah,
it's true. They are.
Yeah,
I wore a super offensive Redskins jacket to the game yesterday.
So in Arizona polling, just going off of the conservative polls, got like Trafalgar with Daily, who's I guess sponsored by the Daily Wire now.
So not sponsored by, it's like who ordered the poll.
Okay.
That's what it is. But Trafalgar is a right leaning group.
Yes. Kelly plus one there, the Federalist, Kelly plus three. And then you've got, Club for Growth
God fucking damn it, Bob.
I'm just holding this mic, man. It's this fucking mic. I don't want to hear it.
We literally put new mics today.
See, yeah. And it also, it's only it's you. You're it's the only person. It's we have you. We have guests on. We go on the road and have guests on that show.
Yeah.
All right. I'm using Dan's mic from now on.
Okay.
Dan can use mine. Sure. And we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yep.
Okay. We're switching mics. Either way, Kelly's pretty even on all the conservative ones. It's like even plus one, plus two.
I don't even care anymore. I'm just like,
I just hate.
I enjoy making fun of this.
The with Arizona in this one, I don't even know that guy's name who's running against Kelly.
It's Masters. It's the Peter Thiel guy.
I know it's the Peter Thiel guy, but
he's the fucking thirst trap.
Yeah, yeah,
dude, no, I know the one fucking
who's,
funny.
The one who's flexing on
the
gram,
last, like, the last
it.
Dude running for statewide office like that we saw posting pictures like that was Anthony Weiner.
Yeah,
remember him with his shirtless pictures, and then he sent some other inappropriate pictures to
sure
some,
did
some young
across
ladies
state line,
some young ladies,
yeah,
scouting. Yeah, he's a
down
scout,
in the minor man. Leagues. That guy was this one be a toss up. I think Kerry Lake wins governor though. And that'll be a big story tomorrow night. Let's head over to Nevada. What do we got there?
It's Nevada.
No, it's Nevada for sure, dude.
Whatever.
Let's class that place up, all right? I'm tired of people treating it like it's a shithole. It's Nevada. It's a nice place.
No, it's a shithole.
Is it?
Yeah, it sucks. Are you kidding me? I mean, the Hoover Dam is there. I guess if you want to commit an act of terrorism,
nah,
it's a good
beautiful.
Spot for it.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead went there, and he said, is this a goddamn?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah. I enjoy Beavis and Butthead. I still do.
It's hilarious. I need to watch the
4,000 people died at that Hoover Dam terrorist attack.
There was no.
Yeah.
No, it was a generator that blew up.
Nope. It was a terrorist attack, Muslims, and then 4,000 people died, RIP. And people are still praying there today.
I'm waiting for like the Jainist terror attacks.
Whoa, sorry about that. We had a little electrical power outage there. Once we started talking about terrorists at the Hoover Dam, this is a story that they don't want us to tell.
Yeah, it comes up pretty frequently on this show. So you guys are just going to have to buckle up.
Can we add like a thunder and lightning clap in the middle there? You know, so, like a nice sound effect for what happened. We're in Texas. There is a bad storm pushing through here. Or somebody just crashed and died into a pole, you know? Nope, there it is. Wow. That's really coming down. I mean, it's right on cue.
Yep, we're about to fucking get hit again, probably.
Holy God shit, dude.
Damn it.
We'll see if we can make it, baby. We're all holding on together, just like our nation. Go out and vote. Go out and fucking vote, you fuckers. You fuck faces. Arizona, though. Mark Kelly might win. Okay? I'm gonna let that one go. Nevada is where we were before the power outage. What do we got there, Bobby? Bobby Three Sticks.
That's a toss up.
It's Laxalt is slightly favored win now. That's the Republican over
okay.
Catherine Cortez Masto. He's 57 out of 100. She's 43 out of 100.
Wow.
So right. It's close, but he is. They consider that slightly favored. So like the Senate overall is on 538. They consider it a dead heat, even though Republicans are 55 to 45, because that's within, I guess, dead heat range. But once you get outside, I think 10 is the range. So once you get outside of that, it goes to slightly favored, whatever the fuck.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If Nevada ends up going Republican, will Pennsylvania even matter at that point anymore?
There's more. If Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's more Republican-held Senate seats up than there are Democratic ones.
Yeah, there are 21 Republican seats up. There are only 14 Democrat seats up.
But I don't know who's the current Nevada senator. Who's the incumbent there? Is it the Republican or the Democrat? You know, we're looking to flip a couple of seats.
Yeah.
Well,
if you go 52-48, then you got it.
Yeah.
So she is the incumbent.
Who's she?
Catherine Cortez Masto.
The Republican?
No, the Democrat.
Oh, Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that one flips and Georgia flips, then Pennsylvania, I guess, becomes neutralized. But
pretty much, yeah.
And Pennsylvania was a Republican seat.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
They'll still be neutralized, technically speaking.
Neither Oz or Fetterman are the incumbent, but that was it Toomey?
Pat Toomey, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a Republican seat there. There's not a lot of Republican seats, I think, in danger. I'm not really positive on that, but it feels like even though Republicans have more seats up, I mean, like, yeah, it's both of Oklahoma's seats, one of Kansas's seats, one of Missouri's seats, one of Florida's seat. It's Rubio's seat is up in Florida. Like, it's there's not a lot of, I guess, purple Republican seats up.
Yeah. Yeah, because Wisconsin was initially, that was another one that was initially thought to be purple. But to my understanding, Johnson's got a massive lead there. Isn't that Ron Johnson there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnson is solidly favored to win 78 out of 100.
Okay.
They were roughly tied in September, and then his polls just took the fuck off.
Yeah, strange. So, I mean, now everything makes sense. You're essentially just looking at Pennsylvania at this point.
Right. But it should be noted, by the way, because people get confused on this when they're like, what the fuck? He had a 78 out of 100 chance to win or whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But the popular vote is still with less than 5 points. They're not separated by a lot in the popular vote. It's
right.
just that
right.
in terms of odds,
yeah, yeah.
it's
yeah,
more
yeah,
likely yeah. than not he comes out ahead.
Sure.
But it's not a blowout in the votes themselves, per se.
Okay. And then there's some congressional seats up. Like, what about AOC? Any shot she gets knocked out of there?
No.
You have a better chance of being replaced as the host on this show.
Well, it almost happened, Bob.
I know.
So, I mean, that's... We don't know. Eventually, you would think somebody's going to get pissed off enough, but I guess they don't fucking care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, though. I don't think so. I don't think anybody will ever get pissed off enough for her to go away, because she literally expelled $100,000 a year jobs out of her community.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gave a fuck.
I know.
So that's the dumbest electorate in the entire country by far to elect that fucking piece of shit. I mean, she is a giant piece of shit as a human being.
Because it was Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon was supposed to come there, create a ton of jobs, and then she said no.
They were going to put
no.
It was going to be like a $30 billion boon to and this is so funny. I don't know, I just don't want people to memory hole these things. It was going to be a $30 billion boon to the economy there, right? And they were getting a $3 billion tax credit for moving it there. And then this lady was like, we should be spending that $3 billion on something else, yeah. not on tax breaks for Amazon. Like, no, that money doesn't exist, you stupid fuck, unless Amazon is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $3 billion. It's in somebody's fucking wallet somewhere, and they're like, oh, fucking give it to Amazon for being in a jam. No, it's money they were going to fucking make. And instead of having their people included, by the way, pay more taxes, they were going to pay less taxes for a 10-year period to have a giant fucking tech center in the middle of the largest city in the world.
Where did they end up moving that to? So
right, it's in south, it's down south.
I yeah. remember that when that was happening, and I actually remember when they chose New York, I was like, man, fuck Amazon. And here's why. They were like, ooh, we could move it anywhere in the country. Cities, put up your bids. We could change the whole trajectory of your whole fucking metropolis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, I know St. Louis was in on it. Fucking
Charlotte.
A bunch of Rust Belt cities. Like, holy fuck, we could change. We could win the lottery. We could change everything. And then they chose New York.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, as soon as that happened, I was like, you were never going to give these people this.
Maybe. I mean, if you're the company, right, for Amazon, you have to balance a couple of things. One, will people come to suburban Ohio and work in the tech industry? Probably not, right?
Yeah.
Like, the manufacturing side will. They're built IBM or Intel. Intel is building a processor chip plant there.
Yeah.
Those people will, yeah, for sure. But the hipsters that work downtown Austin or work in Manhattan, they're not fucking moving to Ohio, bud. It's just not happening, right? The other part of it is, if you're the, if you're Amazon, you have to think that, honestly, you're a company. You're trying to make the best deal for your company. So if New York says we're going to give you a fucking $3 billion tax credit,
mm-hmm.
you fucking go.
And the other one, the other part about it too, with Austin, you know, obviously there's no state tax here, and I think they did it just based on population of where their shit was getting bought, and New York and Texas are certainly, you know, two of the biggest as far as who's buying shit from Amazon every day. I think it's just closer to their customers.
Look, I'm happy to have my home value wildly increased beyond what it's worth. No question. But as soon as that happened, my first instinct was that was all for show.
Of course it was for show. Amazon is they're not good people. Come on.
No. But I mean, look, dude, like there's a lot like fuck, like what's honestly so great about Austin? Like New York, I get New York's dope, but like Central Texas, like really?
The weather's super mild.
The weather sucks ass. Yeah. It's not mild here.
Yeah. No, it's
you're not gonna get a fight out of me.
It doesn't
this
get
one,
too. It doesn't. It doesn't get too hot. We don't get like torrential downpour every hurricane season.
We just got one right now that knocked our internet.
Like, God damn, dude! Like it's not. It's a different type of miserable.
It's weird because the reason that Austin is so popular is not what Austin is anymore.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Watch the midterms live with us from a GhostBed. I'm kidding. I think it's too late. I don't know if they ship to your house in an hour by the time this goes out, but you should definitely get one for Christmas. Sleep in comfort. Sleep like a little tiny king. 30% off a mattress and 2 free luxury pillows. Right now, and the pillows are just as great as the goddamn mattress. Or you can use the promo code DRINKITBROS at checkout and get 30% off your entire order. Fill up the cart as high as it'll go. The sheets are amazing. You can put the adjustable base in there. You can get the cover. Whatever. You get the weighted blanket. Anything you could think of in this life, you put it in that cart and you get 30% off with the promo code DRINKITBROS at checkout. Now, if you want 40% off of anything in the entire store, gonna have to get that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. It's got a super sleek remote, USB ports, flashlights on it. It can vibrate from head to toe. It's great. Big fan of that. And it's also got a split king option. So if you or your loved one wants to stay up or go down and go to bed, doesn't interrupt the other person. And that's a nice thing there at GhostBed. Highly recommended. I've had that adjustable base for over 3 years now at this point. And I love it. I can't imagine living without it at this point. Go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. The bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box and then get yourself all the things there. All the mattresses, all the adjustable bases. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month at GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, join the MyBookie family today and use promo code DRINKINGBROS at MyBookie.com to get yourself a 100% deposit match up to $1,000. Kids, man, I got to reload after this weekend. I got killed. I've had two bad weekends in football, and I'm including college as well as NFL. Sheesh, this was a bad one for me. We'll talk about it on Drinking Bros Sports here tonight, but I got housed, and I got to reload. I have to reload. I admit when I'm wrong. Thought Tennessee was going to win, and then it turned out that Georgia is just the most dominant team in the land, so Daddy's got to reload. I got to put that promo code back in there. There's a lot of games that are outs right now. Who's the Monday night game tonight, Bobby? What do we got in that? Saints, right? Saints, Ravens, Ravens -2. Man, I think I'm going to tease that up and take Saints +9 and tease that over down in that game. NFL has been very, very tight this year. And those teasers at my bookie are the way to go, man. You can put a +6, +6.5. Or a +7 on those guys and jack up that spread. Give yourself a little better odds on that. That I've been on fire on this year. But a lot of upsets in college, a lot of upsets in the NFL, and it happens. It's a bad week for me, but I love throwing a little fucking money on these games to keep me interested. So go to mybookie.com. It's pretty easy. A $250 deposit puts your $500 in your account instantly. And you can use your funds to bet on as many games, contests, and props as you want. To claim your bonus, register today and use promo code DRINKINGBROS, designed to add more excitement to the games and more sports that you love. That is promo code DRINKINGBROS, DRINKINBROS, to double your money up to $1,000 with mybookie.com. Begin your winning season today exclusively MyBookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit. Last but not least, talking about that Hard AF Seltzer, dog. We're back in the stores. Back on the online store at HardAFSeltzer.com. 50 cases survived the hurricane. The OGs are still there. Get them while they're hot. That'll probably only last, 24 hours, 48 hours or something like that. Get them while they're hot. Get them shipped to your house. 8% seltzer going straight to your dome. Or if you live in the state of Tennessee, we're in 100 stores there. Go to HardAFSeltzer.com. Check out the store locator. Find a store nearest you. And it's just a Google map. Just type in your zip code or whatever city you're in. And you can be driving, by the way, and literally type it in. It'll take you to the closest store. It's an amazing feature. We did it the last two times we were in Tennessee, and I was like, holy shit. Technology finally worked for something, man. We are also live in Florida, in Orlando. Our very first two stores have opened up there. Total Wines in Orlando, Florida, and Tactical Brewing down there in Orlando. You can get 12 packs. Just as cheap as you can all the other shit out there, except ours are 8%. Those aren't. Go and help us out by supporting us. Go into those stores down there. Go into Total Wines. Go into Tactical Brewing and buy some cases of Hard AF Seltzer for tomorrow night. Shit's going to get wild out there. And you can find out where those stores are located on HardAFSeltzer.com. Or get them shipped directly to your house. We ship to 41 states at HardAFSeltzer.com.
Right.
It's true.
Hasn't really caught up. I mean, now it's going to be popular because, everything's here.
Uh-huh.
But people moved here because, so it's the live music capital of the world. There's more live music venues in Austin, the city, than any other city on earth.
Yeah.
There's more. Actually, it's the most dog-friendly city in the world as well. There are more dog-friendly establishments in Austin than any other city in the world. But except for maybe Calcutta, because all of Calcutta is dog friendly because they can't control their wild dog population.
Not true. Monkeys throw puppies off roofs all the time.
That's true. Yeah, there's a war between the dogs that's because the dogs haven't figured out how to attack the young of the monkeys yet because they keep them up in the trees.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. The dogs need to organize better.
We just need to send. This is what the special forces does, right? They go into a country and they train the local forces on how to fight back against in a guerrilla war. We have to send.
This is a literal guerrilla warfare going on. Yep.
We need to send that would be first special forces group because they control Asia into this area and teach those dogs how to climb trees or at least how to operate fucking heavy machine guns.
Unpopular opinion, but stop bringing your dogs out. Let them be dogs.
Yeah, I don't think the dogs like it much, to be honest. I mean, bringing them over to a friend's house and getting a bunch of attention is one thing. Bringing them out in public.
To the bars?
Especially if it's like a restaurant where you're sitting out on the street and there's this noise and chaos all the time. That is not what dogs like.
I agree. Don't bring it to a brewery either. It's like, then we all got to pretend to like your dog. We don't like your fucking dog. And vice versa. And I'm with you. So as far as Austin goes, music-wise, one of the very best places you could live in. I mean, there's every single band here that you could ever want. What do we got there?
I have an update on the Senate.
Oh, shit. Where at?
Out of Houston, Ted Cruz at the Astros parade.
No shit. Let's see him. What do we got there?
Yeah, in a Humvee because he's a very strong man.
He is, and he's brave.
Yes. So
he wears mom jeans, bro.
He fought and died for our country, and now he's ready to die again.
He's never served in any capacity.
Queso is the perfect food in his mind.
It sure is, though.
Here he is. He gets a beer can hucked at him.
Oh, did he catch it?
No.
He blocked it. And then state police. Oh, no, that's Capitol Police, actually.
If he would have caught it and chugged it.
That's what he's got to do. But you can't expect Ted to do that.
He was close.
He kind of took it off the shoulder.
Also, though, is that even assault?
No.
People throw beer cans to people in those parades all the time.
I think it was probably on purpose of like, hey, here you go, man. Here's a fucking beer. That happens all the time.
You have plausible deniability.
Yeah, you've got to establish eye contact.
And then be like,
hey. And then he nods. Then you throw it. And it's not even about not hitting him in the face. It's about not wasting the booze.
Yeah.
That's what's important. Nobody gives a fuck about Ted Cruz's face.
No. Never been known for his face, that guy.
Well, he's kind of known for it. He looks like a gay mortician.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean? It's weird.
It's not a pleasant face to look at.
But as far as Austin's concerned, Bobby Wright, best live music. Food is pretty fucking good here. Barbecue, Tex-Mex, good to go there.
I mean,
if you
like hunt, if you're the kind of person that wants to live in a city but you really enjoy hunting, and you really enjoy brisket, this is the only place you can live. Frankly,
yes.
If you really enjoy hunting and you like whatever food Philly's known for, it's not cheesesteaks. I mean, it kind of is.
Great.
But there's so much good food.
There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good food in Philly. But yeah, if you're inclined towards the Northeast style cuisine, Philly's the only place you can live, in my opinion, right? Because there's no other major city that's that close to all that hunting territory. And Austin's the same way.
New York. Right.
Well, New York, but you got to go.
New York is like fucking hours away.
You got to go an hour and a half, 2 hours north for some good hunting there.
You can hunt like 20
minutes.
It's
not terrible, but
you can hunt 20 minutes out of Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you could live. What? There's no major cities though in South Jersey, are there? Not real. Not Philly or Austin or New York or something.
No. And it's just a pain in the ass to get over there and go through the fucking tunnels and all that shit.
I mean, DC.
Well, yeah, here's the thing right about there. DC.
You can hunt people at gas stations in DC.
Yeah, we were fucking promised barbecue by every single person we met there, and it was like, stop.
Yeah, don't.
We're not doing that here.
I know.
DC, we you're right. You're right about too. DC. Yeah, but that Mexican spot was fucking good, was it not?
It was, but it's just like, man, if only we could get Mexican in Austin.
Yeah, yeah. We can get Mexican in Austin.
Speaking of that Mexican restaurant, we had a bit of an incident.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I think Giorgio is primarily to blame.
Oh, my God, man.
Either Giorgio or you.
Boy. It was probably me, yeah.
We had a long shoot day yesterday. We had to be at the stadium early. What was check-in 10? And then as far as early, like when the gates actually opened for us, Giorgio, you got to go in. Us three had to sit out in the parking lot for an hour because it doesn't open for another hour for some reason.
Yeah.
And then we got in, got up to the suites, and did the whole thing and didn't get out of there until probably, what, 5:30?
Paint a picture for the audience?
What's that?
Just having to paint a picture for the
audience?
Sure,
good.
You know, just tunnel entrance, just me shoulder to shoulder with the players still in their, you know, civilian uniform. You know, a lot of Louis Vuitton backpacks. You know, one guy like holding up for me, you know, letting me go ahead of him. It was a pretty nice experience.
I've got a picture of you on the field. I'm going to text this to Bob to put up on screen with the NFL cameraman. Because you were down there next to them with Sweets.
It was their entire press corps down there.
Yeah, the entire NFL press corps. And then there's Giorgio.
When you're a member of the NFL press corps, they give you this vest to wear with your number on it, and label and credentials.
Yep.
And then there's just this me who looks like I don't belong, or like I'm someone's like TikTok photographer.
Yeah,
just standing right beside them.
Or you thought it was Burning Man, and then showed up at an NFL game, and then that was there. But that was pretty funny to see. But long day, and then we all had some food afterwards. We went to this Mexican restaurant. What was the name of it? It was good. It was really fucking good.
It's called Mi Vida, MI VIDA.
Okay, so it was very good.
It's
pop
extremely
up that
good.
There we go. So there's Giorgio next to all the NFL photographers. Looks identical, you know? They look like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no, he's there to shoot a Jackson Mahomes dance.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And everyone's really mad that I'm allowed to stand beside them.
Yeah, it's really funny, and we had a great time. Just got some food. We're going to go back to the hotel. We had an early flight. I had to leave at 6 a.m. this morning. We're having some drinks, enjoying ourselves.
Two margaritas. I mean, they had what? Grand Marnier and Patron in them?
We had been drinking all afternoon as well.
Yeah. But
it wasn't that. We weren't like shit faced or anything.
No, it's a
normal show, right? We had a bunch of respectable people on. We couldn't be shit faced with them. And we sat down at the restaurant, and I knew there was going to be problems when they started praying when the meal came.
Who's the they? I don't think we've described these young folks.
Well, they're not young. It was a couple that was there for their 40th wedding anniversary, and they sat them right next to the bathroom, so the restaurant clearly cared about those people as well.
Old people don't tip.
Oh, really?
No. Or they do, like, it used to be common practice to do this, I guess, but they tip. The standard is 15% on the pre-tax amount without alcohol.
Okay.
That's like that. That's I've heard people, like older people in the Midwest, tell me that before. I'm like, no, you sound stupid when you say that.
Sure.
This 20% on the total bill is so much easier anyways. Why are you trying to do fucking math?
Yeah.
But our table conversation was fine.
What are you, some kind of fucking nerd?
Yeah.
You're trying to do math at dinner?
Our table conversation
we were trying to save America.
Yes, we were trying to save
America.
And
we were trying to save Hollywood.
Yes.
Or at least understand why both were failing.
Exactly. And we might have said the word fuck, I don't know, 80, 200 times somewhere in there.
But there was no ball gagging. There was
no
donkey
panel.
Fucking.
I don't think we talked about panel.
There wasn't a single panel.
I was thinking about it.
Nothing.
Not a lie. Not because of the old lady.
No, but there was. I remember there was a talk over abortion in Texas, and I believe Dan said those motherfuckers can drive 9 hours to get the baby ripped out. And
he did. He did say that.
They did overhear that, and apparently they overheard everything. So I didn't think. I thought it was a pretty tame dinner, to be honest with you. And then at the end of the
night,
you're
in fucking downtown Washington D.C. at the wharf, and people are talking about politics at dinner. Ooh, fuck you, you old cunt.
I don't think it's the subject matter. I think it's the language.
I think it's the language.
It was the language she said.
It was about...
That's what took her aback.
About saying the word fuck.
What word did she use to describe it? She said it was just...
Colorful.
Colorful, yes.
So she walks over at the end. We're still eating.
She said, your colorful language throughout dinner threw me for a loop.
Yes.
And I didn't know if she was fucking with us or not, to be honest.
Me neither. And she said we were here for our 40th wedding anniversary. And I said, oh, congratulations. And then she said... Your colorful language threw us for a loop. And I was like, oh my, and I didn't know. I'm completely genuine when I say this. I had no idea. And I said, oh my God, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great evening. Mm. And that was it. And then they moved on. And then Giorgio was like, hey dude, you know, she was actually like pissed off about that. And I was like, oh fuck, maybe, you know, maybe. But I would have said the exact same thing either way in the same exact tone. Of, oh my God, thank you so much. It just would have been a little bit more sarcastic.
Yeah.
But I hope they had a beautiful 40th.
I hope they got ran over by a car on the way home. Fuck those people, man. Don't try to make your shit about me. You got a problem with the fucking way I talk? Then go somewhere else. It's not a big deal.
It could.
Or just like, you know, this is like the boomer generation, right? Grow up.
Yeah.
You can't handle some fucking coarse language, really? Let me talk to your husband about it.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to be waiting outside to fight us. And I honestly, I was a little. I haven't fought an old person before, but I will. I don't give a shit.
40 years. I mean, they looked about 70, I think, somewhere in the 70s.
Maybe older.
Maybe older.
Yeah, it would be like Pedro Martinez and what's
Zimmer?
His yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just hucking him down to the ground. Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe he's like an old Marine or something. I get my ass kicked. That'd be a good story, too.
Right? That would be either that one would be fun.
That would actually be way funnier.
He hits you with like the touch of death.
Yeah, well, not that. But if he just like fucking lit my body up a little bit, he's just working the body. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, dude, this guy could fight.
He Seagals you.
Yeah. Well, that's not
real. That's all real. No. That's all real karate, friend.
No, but if he like pulled out an ass baton, and I'm like, oh, shit, I've got to start running. He's not going to outrun me for sure. He's old.
Yeah.
I can still run.
There was it's happened to me though with my kids. I remember I took Jax. What was he? That's 2019. It was in when LSU won the national championship. What year was that? Was that 3 years ago?
It was 19.
Yeah, 19.
Well, 20 technically, but yeah.
Okay, so I took him to see him play against Oklahoma, and it was one of Jalen Hurts' worst games ever. And the LSU fans were so fucking wasted. I mean, they were just saying the craziest shit of all time right in front of me. And I was like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah, but it's a fucking football game.
Sure is.
You and brought your child to it, and that's how it
right.
goes.
You're goddamn right. So I didn't say anything.
If it was a Chuck E. Cheese, you can raise a complaint.
Yep. And so right. and it went through my mind, and I said, all right, well, how do I explain it? And so I just told my son politely, I said, son, this is what college is like. And you're going to hear some things that are going to be new, fresh, and hopefully you've never heard them before, and you won't hear them again for many, many years.
The only responsible way to handle that is to get him a fucking little, one of those little mini recorders, record everything, or pen and pad. If you hear anything that's super funny, write it, jot it down. In shorthand, obviously, you don't want your mother finding out.
Sure, sure. So I got lucky in that one because, I knew what the situation was and everything else, the exact opposite of those old people last night. Mm. And luckily, it was like 49-0 at halftime. And most of the LSU fans were blacked out and people were already leaving. So didn't really have to tolerate it too much the rest of the evening. But it made me think twice, for sure, about going back to a big college football game with a small child because you deserve that.
Yeah, I took my fucking 8-year-old to a strip club and they started like dancing around. Pulling their titties out and shit.
I'm just here to eat ribs, lady.
Yeah, it's like the fuck is. I'm here for the wings.
I'm here for What's the popcorn up? Shrimp. All right,
fuck off.
No, but he didn't care and checked out and it was pretty funny. But yeah, know your surroundings. I knew my surroundings. Didn't say anything. Know what you're doing there. It's a fucking Mexican place. It's packed. Everybody's boozing. Sorry, lady. All right. I mean, imagine if she would have caught us on one of our worst nights. My God, man.
If I had known there was a problem, if I'd sensed anything earlier, I would have
gotten more aggressive.
No, I would have toned it down.
Oh, you would have?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you would have ramped it up a little bit.
No, I'm not going to be a dick just to be a dick.
Okay. I didn't know if you would have gone into full sounding and...
No, like if she... let's say the gentleman had walked over. By the way, your wife shouldn't be talking to me ever, dude. Like the fact that they had a problem with it and it was the woman who approached me.
Yeah.
That means he didn't care.
Right.
Because if he did, he would have said something, right? Or he's a bitch, either way.
It's not that. In your 70s, though, dude, you can't care anymore, right?
Well, she certainly does, but that's...
She does, and I think that was her way of saying, I didn't appreciate it, and I'm not going to drag my husband into this because I don't want to see a 76-year-old man get the life beat out of him at a Mexican restaurant in D.C. Because that's a weird place to die. So I think she was just... I'm going to throw in one little jab and then kind of walk out and we're fine. But, you know, in your 70s, what the fuck are you going to do at that point? You know? And that's what makes me sad as a man.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I hope they just went and died later. Because clearly she's gotten all the enjoyment out of life she's going to get. If that little bump in the road ruined her whole fucking night, that's it for her. You're done. Cash in your chips. See what heaven's like.
Man, anybody who pulls out a tablet to pray at the table...
And it was a tablet.
They pulled out a Bible on a tablet.
Correct. And it was,
they had verses. It wasn't just like bless us, O Lord, and these, I guess.
Nope. It was an iPad mini. So my kids got one. And I was just like, it was an iPad mini. Pulled that out. Really, I mean, went into full scripture on that. And I was like, holy shit. Ironically, there was an investor meeting a few months ago. And the guy did that at the end of the meal. And I had to join in. I was like, great. And I had to hold his hands and join in for the prayer.
There's not an amount of money that you could give me.
That's why I have to go on these things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because
if somebody even,
it could end up where you're just holding hands in prayer.
If somebody even asked me that question, I'd flip the fucking table over like Jesus in the temple. I'd get up and walk out. And I might pee on a few things on my way out, depending on whether or not. I'm not going to force it. But if I had to pee, pee's coming out.
It wasn't the Bible. It was the one that Kanye hates.
The Talmud, yeah, Torah, yeah. Which one?
The Torah,
the Pentateuch, the prophets.
Yeah. I don't fucking know, dude. Talking to the wrong guy here.
Well, the fake Torah. Okay.
The one that Kyrie Irving likes.
You know, well, he likes the real Torah.
I'm gonna watch that movie, by the way. So
we should.
You know Derek Poston? You know him?
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
Funny comedian.
Yes.
Very fucking funny.
Yeah. Did he watch the movie?
He watched it and couldn't pick up on any anti-Semitic stuff. Now. He would be the first to admit he's not really classically trained in any kind of religion.
Sure.
I doubt he's religious himself based on my experience with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably trolling a little bit as well. There's all three of those things are probably going
on. You know, he watched the movie Like Mike instead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's sure. Right.
But
for
no, he has been posting about it recently. Yeah, a lot of other people have. I'm going to watch it just to see.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm not 100% sure what's
going
on.
Should we do a live watch on Patreon?
Of H10?
What is it? It's Hebrews.
It's H10.
To Negroes, I believe that's the name of it, right? Okay. Yeah, we'll do a live watch for it. That'd be fun.
I was looking at it over the weekend because I was thinking about doing.
Of course you were.
Doing something.
What, burning a cross in your heart?
Yeah, to support Kyrie. That might fit in out where I'm at now. So.
I know, right?
there's no more I believe in science signs in my new neighborhood.
Not a prayer.
I saw some screen grabs of the movie this
weekend.
How did
it look? Is it an action movie?
Well, they posted like quotes. Like, so the movie will post like quotes or whatever and shit. Okay. And they have one that's, I'm not going to read the quote, but they basically quote Hitler about how white Jews are fake. It's not a real quote from Hitler, but they're like, it says believed to be said by Adolf Hitler in a secret document before his death in an undisclosed location.
But let me ask you this, just out of curiosity. Again, I haven't seen the film.
Right.
But is Hitler like a fucking authority on who is and isn't a Jew? Because the racial laws that that attorney wrote, what the fuck's his name?
Johnny Cochran.
That he wrote the racial purity laws for Germany. Hang on a second. Conspiracy. Anyways,
the Nuremberg laws?
Yeah, the Nuremberg laws, yeah.
Let me see who wrote it.
God damn it. Colin Firth played him in a fucking movie once.
You big Firth fan?
I just don't forget things, except for this guy's fucking name, apparently.
If you're not Firth, you're last.
Yeah, that, I haven't that seen that.
It's called Conspiracy. Stanley Tucci's in it. It's a really good fucking... Stanley Tucci...
Is it Rudolph Hess?
Tom Hiddleston is in it. Now, I don't think it would have been Rudolph Hess, because it was a fucking... Hang on a sec.
Hiddles is in it?
Kenneth Branagh's in it.
Oh, some heavy hitters.
It's not Paddington, right?
Hang on a
Paddington
second.
Paddington Bear?
I'll fucking tell you when I find
by
it.
By the way, best child's movie
Stuckert,
I've ever seen.
Stuckert. Okay. I don't remember what... I think his name was Rudolph Stuckert, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the laws were written a very specific way. Like if you were... if your mom's cousin or something, it was all broken down by your genealogy, right? Whether or not you were Jew or not.
Okay.
But then they came in, Eichmann and fucking the butcher Prague came in and redefined what it meant. So somebody that looked Jewish, whatever the fuck that means, right? Or somebody who somebody who practiced, or somebody who practiced some of the things they did, like art or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So they broadened the definition. But Hitler was never involved in any of this stuff. So he's not like an authority on who is or isn't Jewish, even for the Nazis.
Right.
So why would they post that and be like, hey, man, Adolf said it. Is it some weird cult or what?
No, it's for the same reason anyone else compares only anything to Hitler.
Yeah.
It's just Hitler. The only two people, I swear to God, in history that most people know are Jesus Christ and fucking Adolf Hitler.
I agree, man. And I think even more so today than in the past. I mean, shit, dude. That's the first thing you get called if anybody thinks you're racist or wants to call you racist.
Jesus,
you're Hitler.
wildly different results, Jesus and Hitler. Right? I mean, the methodology was quite a bit different as well, but the results were pretty different.
Yeah, and what's weird is, though, if you get really into either one of them, you'll end up hating the Jews.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. That's I don't know.
True, man.
Trump always tries to make this point that the American Jews are not Zionist anymore, so they're not like, we shouldn't be listening to them about stuff with Israel, and that the American white Christian primarily is pro-Israel. Is that true? I haven't seen any data on the American Jew community and how they feel about Zionism. But I feel like they're still pretty supportive of that.
I think they're largely extremely supportive of it.
I think he's making that up, frankly.
I think I understand what he's trying to say there.
I know. Maybe the politicians who don't support funding Israel's military and shit like that. That could be the point. But the people, I know wildly disparate politically believing Jews, and they all support Israel.
Correct.
I don't know anybody. Well, there's a couple of kooks who aren't even really Jewish. They have like a Jewish relative. And like, man, fuck that bullshit.
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm like, all right, dude, relax. You're getting close. You're walking right up to that line. You got to calm down.
I want to bring up this Whoopi Goldberg thing. Bob, if you can pull her up on Twitter and play the clip. We're on Patreon, so we can play it.
Is it her blood sugar?
It is not.
Because it's probably real high.
She's got a show called The View that everybody knows and loves.
Let me ask you this. If somebody texted you right now and said, hey, what a naked picture of Whoopi Goldberg is trending on Twitter right now, would you immediately go look at it or not?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's three.
Three, yeah.
Delco?
It's three.
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
She's out of morbid curiosity, right?
And what do you think it looks like? Just Jabba the Hutt?
Not good.
Her head is starting to... Look at this. Put that up on screen.
Is this the video, by the way?
Yeah, you can play it.
Her head is starting to look like Jabba the Hutt.
So she is she's going to leave Twitter, she says, but yes, and so is the rest of her body.
Go play it.
Go ahead and play it. There you go.
It has been a little over a week since Elon Musk took over Twitter.
Look how healthy he looks. Yeah, that's why she's mad.
He's already called back some of the workforce he fired a few days ago. He's putting his $8 charge for blue check verification on hold. First, it was going to be $20. Now it's going to be $8. He also suspended Kathy Griffin for impersonating him on a parody account.
It wasn't a parody account. It was her personal account.
Hashtag to Trent. I'm getting off. I'm getting off today because I just feel like, you know, it's so messy.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of now having had certain kinds of attitudes blocked and now they're back on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get out And if it settles down and I feel more comfortable,
yeah,
maybe I'll come back. But as of tonight, I'm done with Twitter.
So okay, a couple things about this. Thanks, Bob. First of all, why do celebrities feel the need to tell people they're leaving as if it's like this huge send-off and then we're all going to miss you on this platform?
Well, I guess maybe to get...
I didn't even know she had a Twitter.
To try to get other people to leave, maybe, but she never... I watched that clip. I never hear her tell other people to do it. That's usually the only reason that makes sense.
Right.
And like, now, if you're, like when we leave PayPal, for example, there's a specific reason. Like they're violating the fucking social contract, right, to uphold liberty as a private company and not collude with the government to fucking oppress people.
Right.
Cool, I'll leave. Yeah,
yeah, fine. Yeah.
But just because you don't like that other people's opinions, even if they're fucked up, are being allowed to be shared, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, and as far as, like, Twitter's getting messy, look, man, for us, it has been messy for fucking years.
Yeah, they haven't actually changed any of the terms of service yet, by the
no.
way.
No.
Like, nothing at Twitter other than the people who've been fired. And they've turned off some of the fucking algorithm regulators, I think.
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing has been changed so far.
So the Kathy Griffin thing that she's referring to as well. So Kathy Griffin was chucked off Twitter. She was impersonating Elon Musk on there and sending out tweets.
Well, it wasn't just that, though, right? It would be one thing if she was sending out tweets like, I'm Elon Musk and I like to fucking, I keep a little bag of my own feces on my hip. Not a colostomy bag.
Right.
I keep a bag of my own feces because I need it close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That'd be fucking weird and funny. Whatever. Sure. She was publishing like campaign shit.
Right.
Like, go vote for Democrats. Yep. I'm Elon Musk and I support Democrats.
Correct.
That's not the same fucking thing.
No.
It's not the same thing. And like a day before the goddamn election.
And so for me, you know, that she's Chuck, she's been pushing it forever, especially with the dead Trump thing. Like,
yeah,
if we, or anybody would have posted that on the right of a dead Joe Biden head, you're fucked. Like, you'd be out of there if somebody else was running.
Certainly out Twitter. Of Hollywood.
Well, just Hollywood, but Twitter, social media, all that shit, everything would be nuked for us. And it was for a lot of us for years and years and years. So fuck off. I really don't care. The beauty of what she did today, which is how much you'll see, and this is going to keep happening. So keep an eye on it. They need Twitter. They've got so many followers and all of this shit. You're now down to Facebook, which not a lot of people use unless it's private groups. And then you're down to Instagram and TikTok. Nobody's really following Kathy Griffin on TikTok or Instagram because of the way she looks. She's a comedian who is better in written format. So a Facebook or a Twitter is better for her personally because of the way she looks. And she looks like a goddamn freak show. Now, with that being said,
ASAP Rocky was all about it.
She's got 700,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay. So, but I think on Twitter, she had, I don't know, close to 2 million or whatever it was. But here's where I'm going with this. Earlier in the day, and I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. This is when shit gets dark. She used her dead mother's Twitter account to get back on Twitter and write messages to her followers to use the hashtag that Whoopi Goldberg talked about of hashtag free Kathy. And then she wrote that my dead mother would have wanted this.
I'm going to start incorporating that. Usually, so if there's an issue, whatever it happens to be, some kind of political choice to make or a life decision or a philosophic belief or something like that, I try to root it in, you know, data and observation because that's how you're supposed to do that. So, like, if you do X, Y, and Z, then if you perform this thing, it'll probably work out for you, maybe be flexible and figure some shit out. But what I'm going to start doing is adding, if Martin Luther King Jr. were still alive today, he would drink hard as fuck seltzer. So, you know, if everybody else can do it, why not me, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I didn't know that guy. Neither did you. Martin Luther King would be rolling in his grave right now. No, he'd probably be sitting in the other room listening while his buddy raped a 16-year-old, actually, because that's what happened.
That's what happened.
Just to be clear.
That's what happened.
He was dumping loads into 16-year-olds, too. That's a whole other conversation.
So Maggie Griffin, RIP, that's the account she's now using, and it's like... If you have this many followers on Instagram, what are the likes like, Bob? Pop up one of the things.
I think that Elon Musk should ban Maggie Griffin's account as well and say, we don't allow dead people here. This isn't a Democratic election. And then just...
I don't think these fucking people could stay off social media.
Oh, no. They do you not remember 2020?
Oh, I remember all
when
of
they
it.
Couldn't fucking do yeah, stuff yeah, in front yeah. of people and they lost their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. People in their fucking underwear in black and white singing Imagine. Like, imagine if we could all just come together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So when I see this shit with like Whoopi Goldberg in them, I'm like,
she's
no,
not leaving.
You're not going anywhere.
If Whoopi Goldberg is not going to be, if she's going to like permanently suspend her own account, I guarantee you she's got fucking other accounts that she'll
and
be
she's got a movie on. Coming out this weekend.
Look, I actually, if I'm going to believe anyone, it's Whoopi because she's old as fuck. It's funnier to me seeing like these 20 and 30 year olds be like, that is it. That I am gone from this place. It's like, you for sure fucking are. Because I can easily buy that Whoopi Goldberg isn't on her phone all day.
Yeah.
You, no fucking way, dude. A week. I give it a fucking week before you're back and you're like, well, it's just, I'd rather fight in the trenches with, you know, you guys than run away. It's just some dumb shit. And then they're just back to tweeting their dumb shit.
Yeah. And she's using her dead mother's account an hour later asking to be freed. She's the one that started this hashtag here for herself. On a platform in which Elon Musk owns and she hates him.
Yeah.
The whole thing is hilarious to me.
Yeah, why would you
even, and I don't care.
I don't understand why you would stay if you're a leftist, to be honest. If you hate him that much.
Me neither.
Go fucking start. Go to True Social.
Yes, go to Parler. They're looking for users yeah. right now. You can make it your own platform. Even the head of Parler said, look, we're not right or left. Mm-hmm. We're just a platform. So, I mean, go open up an account there and then tweet all you want or whatever. What's it called on Parler? Is it a parley?
Parlay.
Is that what it's called?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go do that.
Or like, or a parl.
A parl, yeah. A hot parl.
Apparel. April. Yeah, if we just took... this is an interesting thought experiment. If we took the $60 billion that we know of that we sent to Ukraine so far... and given it to the 10 million or so people, and this is a guesstimate, but about 10 million people who over the years have threatened on both sides uh-huh. to move to fucking Canada, right? Each one of them would get $6,000. That's like fucking first and last month's rent, right? You can fucking go secure yourself an apartment up in Canada. Get the fuck out. Oh my God. All of this fucking pearl clutching bullshit.
Oh boy.
And it's the weird part. Like when I feel like, usually I'm not one for double standards, but sometimes there are two things. You know what I mean? Like it's one thing to be offended by the speech that you're seeing. It's another thing to have your speech suppressed and on order, apparently, from Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Mm-hmm. That's what we know now as of, what, a week and a half ago.
Right.
Is that the DHS and the FBI were calling Twitter and Facebook and yep. fucking Instagram and everybody else, say, hey, could you not let that story go? Like, they don't say it like that, though. They say, hey, that's misinformation. So please censor it. But that's not how it works. The government doesn't decide what is and isn't misinformation. That's the press's job, apparently.
Yeah.
But they don't do that anymore. So these are two very disparate situations. People that are fucking taking their ball and going home because they don't like what they're seeing on the screen is very different than posting something like a man is a man and a woman is a woman, or Hunter Biden's laptop shows that he was involved in a criminal conspiracy. Those two things, right? Yeah. Those are just legit facts. They're getting suppressed by the government. These are not the same. Just
no.
be clear.
And for all of this, after what's happened to our accounts and all this shit over the last 6 years, I actually just don't care anymore. Mm. We'll give you the same advice you gave us. Go find another platform or just create your own. It's super easy. And apparently a lot of people are doing it and you're good. You don't have to come back under your dead mother's account. RIP to that lady. Whoever she is, but you know, just go to True Social, go to Parler, go to Instagram. It appears as if you have a lot of followers. What are the likes like on those for her 800,000 followers?
700,000. I don't know. Like she's got 1,200 likes on a picture the other day.
That's not great for 700,000 people. So
2,000 on this video.
Dude, that's what I get.
That's not a very
yeah.
Helpful.
I'll put it this way, Bob. I have 60,000.
8,000 here.
Yeah, I have 60,000 subscribers. So this is, she clearly bought this.
So 10% is pretty good.
Yeah.
10% of your audience liking or viewing is considered to be a relatively healthy account.
So this isn't real.
No.
She's got a bunch of bot followers.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Pop that up on
screen. I haven't seen her in a while. Is this a filter or is this her real face?
No, that's her real face. That is,
are we? So we're deep into the Hunger Games, guys. This is the capital. I've been saying this for 2 or 3 years now. Why would you allow yourself to look like that? And if you did, and you're, there's nothing you could do about it, why let anybody else see it?
I know. And for me personally, the reason why I bring this up today is it's going to get so much worse after tomorrow night. If we think what we've predicted here on the show is going to happen tomorrow night, there's going to be a fucking colossal meltdown across social media for the next week. And I can't wait for all of it.
I expect a meltdown either way.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
If the Democrats,
it's like the Phillies winning the World Series or losing the World Series.
If the Democrats keep the Senate, you're going to have a whole lot of Republicans who've been telling you the polls are bullshit for 3 years being like, the polls said, what happened? Why did it change? I'm like, well, I thought you said the polls were bullshit.
So for me personally, you know, because I always vote Republican no matter what. I think the polls might be bullshit. They called me the other day. I never fucking answer for any of these things. Do you? I feel like Democrats are more apt to answer these questions and be like, yeah, I'll sit on the phone.
It depends. I mean, I'm sure. I think it's more just people on both sides on the fringe are more apt to answer. Although I think the fringe on the right is probably less likely. So people on the fringes of anything, like atheists or fucking vegans or CrossFit people, those are the three I usually use because they're the most annoying. And I am an atheist, so I'm just telling you, they're the most annoying people in the world. They get it in anywhere they can. You know what I mean? They got to slip it in, let you know. It's like fucking, you gotta know, man. They're the one upper in life, always. But on the right side, a lot of those people are deeply distrustful. My guess is those conversations go more like, even if they get to the questioning part, they get a couple questions. They're like, what are you, some kind of queer or something? Hell no. And hang up the phone. Yeah,
that's usually what I mean? Do.
That sounds more like the MAGA voter to me.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. Are you queer?
Yeah.
God dang it. I'll stand for nothing like that. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. We're going to give it to Scott Davidson again, dude, for the weekend. Man, that was decked out yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He was unbelievable to all of us. That episode will air tomorrow. He's on it. And just top – everything that guy does, dude, is just fucking top notch.
Oh, I forgot we had
there were so many people we had
Jason
yesterday.
Hold on. Is his name Jason Wright?
Yes.
The president of the team.
We had the president of the team.
Jason Wright. Yeah. He's
of the Redskins.
President of the Redskins. He's a former player.
He was the quarterback.
He tells a really good story about how when he got out of the NFL, went back to business school, and then he was trying to get jobs, it was difficult for him. And finally, some veterans in an organization took him under his wing and kind of guided him into the place where he is today. It's a really good story. So. Yeah, be sure to watch that shit.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow, and then we will be live at 8 o'clock our time central, right? 8 o'clock central tomorrow night for the midterm show. That'll be on YouTube, so you can watch this across the land there. And we'll be having a ton of hard AF seltzers, getting wasted, just trying to find out what happens. Either way, shit's gonna get wild this week, and I can't wait for it. Herschel Walker probably be our new senator here. For Georgia, so he was always good at running. If Herschel Walker wins, dude, it's gonna be so fucking funny. Oh man, god damn it. Oh man, should be fun tomorrow night. Kids, join us. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's all the advertisers give a shit about. And then hop on over to Spotify, just click a 5-star and walk away, and you're good to go, baby! For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.